Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
This London-born teenager who's set to become the first millennial to be a saint, to be made a saint. It's Carlo Actuas, who died of leukemia back in 2006. But since his death, apparently two miracles have been attributed to him by Pope Francis. Father Paddy Byrne, who's the parish priest of Abbey Leaks, Raheen and Ballinakil, is with me on the show today. Father Byrne, what can you tell us about this teenager, first of all?
Good afternoon, Andrea, and good afternoon to all your listeners. I think the big thing about this teenager is his normality, his kindness, his ability to overcome with resilience adversity. Carlo Actuas, or Actuas, is a guy who is contemporary and a fascinating story. Lots of your listeners have children, grandchildren, or perhaps are engaging with study coming up to state exams. And this young man was no different, and unfortunately was very talented intellectually. He was a sportsman. He loved gaming, computers, and he had a rich faith. But unfortunately, he was struck down by a serious and acute leukemia, of which he never recovered from. But in his witness to life, his love of life, he discovered something really important that, in fact, counter-culturally, and I experienced it on the ground in Ireland, I don't believe young people have turned away from faith in any way. They have a deep personal faith. So he had a personal faith, and that faith was very important to him. And in the context of the world we live in, your listeners have just, you played a clip there of a good lady not complaining, but just naming the stress of social media and being contacted. He used and engaged with social media to promote and cultivate among particularly his peer group a call to conversion, to follow the Lord, and to know God is close to us
Tell us about the miracles, Father, that have been attributed to him.
Well, the first thing is there was a cult of following his death, because people were inspired by the videos that he posted online. They were by and large about the Eucharist, about Jesus being present when we gather to celebrate the Eucharist, and about various parts of the Christian story that offer hope and continue to resonate with people's lives. So from that, think of it like he was only born in London in 1991. He died at the age of 15 in 2006. And in that, people began to recognize there was something special about this guy. And of course, you know, saints are public figures, Andrea, but we're all called, without sounding cliche, but we're all called to be wholesome people. And by and large, a saint is someone who is very wholesome and grounded in the reality of life. So two miracles have already been attributed to him by Pope Francis, and I'm sure there are many more. One was of a young man in Brazil who was suffering from serious problems with his pancreas, and without explanation was miraculously healed. And the other one was of a young student who had a desperate fall off her bicycle in Italy and was going for huge surgery on her skull, and was told that her diagnosis was very, very poor. The idea of recovery seemed out of the question, not to mention her mobility. And within, her mother went to his place of burial, which is in Assisi, and praying in earnest, his intercessory prayer was attributed to that young woman, not just being able to be mobile again, but within 2 months herself being able to go and to say prayers to him, asking for him to intercede, as is a thing that's common in faith. And that miracle has also been documented.
He's the first millennial, really, isn't he, to be made a saint?
Well, he's the first to be named, but there are, again, in my opinion, and I'm sure the opinion of many of your listeners, many living saints in the times we live in.
But how unusual is it to have one, you know, at this age, like at just 15?
Well, you know, it is very unusual. And I think Pope Francis is putting him forward as somebody who can inspire young people to hope, somebody whose message about resilience, about keeping going, about love and kindness is very pertinent in a world, in a culture, in a society that can often be polemicable, where we can become toxic on social media particularly, where bullying can take place. Often young people are disturbed by this reality. Carlo himself was a victim of bullying. And I think that, you know, his message, his life story, and the fact that in confidence and in peace, I'm conscious some of your listeners this Friday afternoon, you know, may not enjoy good physical or mental health.
Okay.
That this is somebody who carried that cross. And who lived it.
And he's been given the name, the kind of the nickname, hasn't he, as sort of, you know, God's influencer, given the, I suppose, his own age as a teenager and as you said, like who, you know, he might appeal to. What is the process of becoming a saint?
Well, I think the first process of becoming a saint is simply try to be the best possible person we are. Carlo himself had a great saying. He said, God only makes originals. Let's not become a photocopy. You know, the process of becoming a saint is naming the fact that we are loved, we are cherished, we are created in life to be the best possible unique individual we are called to be. And with God's grace, we can do great things. So I think, without sounding preachy here, you know, there are many, many saints listening in. People who love, who keep the door open in times of conflict. People who aren't afraid to welcome and include. People who err on the side of compassion. And I think saints, we can, in particularly in the Catholic tradition, we can confine a saint to a statue or to somebody with a halo over their head. I love this statue, in fact, to Carlo. It's a young lad with jeans beside a football.
Nike runners.
And a mobile phone in his hand.
Yeah, I was looking at the picture of it today, Father. All right, yeah.
He makes that connection with humanity very, very real.
Well,
and I do think he has, you know, he has a real attraction. And again, for the students, over 60,000 preparing for exams, they're the ones, you know, in this month who often come into church to light candles.
Okay.
Their grannies are praying for them, their families. But I do think if people are listening today, this young man, Carlo is his name, to call upon him and to invite him to indulge in the grace there for us.
It's the tomb. The tomb. Yeah, it's an interesting photograph. All right. If people want to take a look at it, you'll be able to see it online. It's Carlo Acutis, as I said, who died of leukemia back in 2006. Father Paddy Byrne, thank you, Father, for joining us on the show. Paddy's the parish priest of Abbey Leaks, Raheen and Ballinakil.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.